Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You are about to enter the hidden world of the Overlooked. Welcome to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the weekly exploration of life's most utterly mundane minutiae. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome back to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the podcast dedicated to the small, predictable, and entirely unavoidable frustrations of modern domestic existence. I'm Craig Chapman, and today we are venturing into the chaotic heart of the modern kitchen cabinet, into that low, dark realm known as the storage container drawer, to answer one of the greatest existential questions of home organisation: why do Tupperware lids never match their boxes? It is a statistical anomaly, a domestic mystery, the frustration so universal it borders on the mythological. Logically, 20 boxes and 20 lids should match. Yet the moment you need a medium-sized container, you find a small square box with a large round lid. And the correct lid for the box is nowhere to be found. We are going to analyse the geometry of despair. Settle in. The problem starts with nomenclature. We use the term Tupperware generically, but the cabinet is a war zone of incompatible polymers. You have genuine Tupperware, yes, but also Rubbermaid, Lock and Lock, Gladware, and dozens of anonymous flimsy containers that came filled with pre-made potato salad, coleslaw, or of course, takeout food. The first and most obvious reason for the mismatch is incompatible geometry. The small round corner of a Rubbermaid lid will never ever mate with the sharp precise corner of a Gladware box. These are distinct polymers, distinct design patterns, and distinct mutually exclusive philosophies of food preservation. Yet they all end up in the same drawer, a plastic United Nations of uselessness where compatibility is not just discouraged, but chemically impossible. The second deeper reason for the chaos is what I call the Great Migration. Lids and boxes do not disappear at the same rate. They suffer from differential attrition. The box is structurally more vulnerable. It is used more often for cooking and placed in the microwave, which introduces stress fractures and staining, often that sickly permanent orange from microwave tomato sauce. Boxes are also more likely to be permanently co-opted for non-food purposes, such as storing spare batteries or a child's collection of small unidentified pebbles. The lid, conversely, is thinner, lighter, and more prone to catastrophic immediate loss. Lids are often used temporarily as coasters, left on the passenger seat of the car. Or most commonly, they end up as unintentional rafts in the dishwasher, lifted by the pressurised water and deposited unceremoniously into the depths of the heating element or the drain trap. The boxes endure their staining. Their lids vanish or become subtly non-functional. The inventory is constantly fluctuating at different rates. Well, before we descend further into the thermodynamic specifics of plastic failure, let's observe a brief period of non-listening. Take this opportunity to go grab a mildly interesting beverage, perhaps a lukewarm coffee, or simply a glass of water, which is thermodynamically speaking, more stable than a storage container. We'll return in a moment to discuss thermal warping and the structural integrity of your kitchen disorder.
If you're looking for a drama, it's the podcast for people. Now that's not a very interesting podcast. It's where we unpack the boring ones. So tune in, don't worry, you won't miss a thing. It's the least memorable joy that our voices can bring. Radio!
Welcome back. We just analysed how the parts are separated by domestic abuse and migration. Now let's dive into the actual physics of why a lid and its mate cease to recognise each other. This brings us to the physics of thermal expansion and contraction. Plastic is a polymer, highly susceptible to temperature changes. When a box and its lid, both precision engineered to mate perfectly at room temperature, are subjected to a few years of high heat in the dishwasher, followed by the extreme cold in the freezer, they age unevenly. The boxes being thicker expand and contract differently from the thin, flexible lids. Over time, the subtle changes in the polymer structure result in a loss of seal integrity, transforming a perfectly good lid into a floppy piece of redundant plastic. They have become estranged, though, environmentally abused. Furthermore, we must address the drawer dynamics. The storage container drawer is not a filing system, it is a passively aggressive sorting machine. Containers are often stacked for space efficiency, with lids piled separately. This separation of components immediately creates an unorganizational burden. When we are rushed, and we are always rushed, we grab the top box and the nearest lid. If it doesn't fit within 3 seconds, we simply throw it back and grab another. This constant frustrated shuffling ensures that the correct matches are perpetually buried beneath the easy but useless non-matches. This is a perfect example of organizational disorder. Finally, there is a distinct psychological component. We retain the orphaned lid just in case the missing box does turn up, or just in case it happens to be the perfect size for some future hypothetical container. We are unable to discard the unusable component because doing so would feel like admitting defeat to the forces of kitchen chaos. So we retain the useless items, artificially inflating the volume of the problem and ensuring that the drawer remains a perpetual, frustrating monument to domestic failure. So, the next time you find a perfect box with an infuriatingly wrong lid, remember, it's not bad luck. It's a precise combination of incompatible brand geometry, differential item attrition rates, thermal warping from the dishwasher, and your own inability to admit that the orange stain box was meant for death months ago. The only real solution is buying a single matching set and enforcing a zero tolerance policy for all other plastic imposters. But of course, no one ever does that. Well, if you've made it this far, congratulations. You've survived. Now that's not a very interesting podcast. Join us next time for more stories that are, well, equally uninteresting. See you then.
This has been Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast. If you have a suggestion for an even more uninteresting subject or just want to say hello, you can reach us at nowthat'snotaveryinterestingpodcast@mail.com. Please also subscribe, leave a quick rating, and share it with a friend. We will return next week with another fascinatingly uninteresting subject.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.